This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Reese McSpadden. I'm a little bit distracted because I'm looking at a Facebook video. I actually have posted on my personal page, and I think probably I ought to move it over and put it on the Facebook page that we have, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We've been talking, the politically correct crowd has been talking about the numbers of people who died in Orlando as the worst massacre of Americans in the history of the country, which is just not true. There are plenty of other examples of Americans. For example, 300 Native Americans got wiped out by the cavalry. I use that as an example, but there are dozens of other examples of people. That was at Wounded Knee, by the way. And dozens of other examples of information that you can click on here and there that show how we have abused people in our country. The coal miners who were on strike got massacred in an eight-hour period back in the 20s. There were the Battle of Blair Mountain, 1921, when 100 people died. You can go back through it. Matter of fact, you probably could Google, just Google massacres or mayhem in America, and you come up with more. So why is it that this is getting traction, that the Orlando massacre gets that kind of traction, other than the crowd who thinks, and listen, you're not going to hear anything from me that condones or thinks that this is anything other than horrific. But once again, we get jobbed around by the uninformed news media that will tell us and will believe this is the worst thing that ever happened of its ilk in the history of the country, and it's just not true. So if for no other reason than in the spirit of having the correct information, I give you that, and I give you the suggestion that you go Google that sort of thing. Not that we ought to, it's kind of macabre and ghoulish to even do it.
Yeah.
But I think the record needs to be set straight. So that's why, that's the spirit in which I send that information along to you. The heavy rains in West Virginia, the toll that has taken, 23 or 24 dead, as the waters, even though the storms, I think, are over there, Richie, there are lots of stories, harrowing stories. 8-year-old boy who was brought away from his mother and sister by the strong currents. He drowned. That's the saddest thing that I saw. There were 10 inches in 4 hours. 10 inches of rain
That's
in
incredible.
4 hours. You can't, there's nothing you can do except stand there and watch. And what I found interesting and sort of compelling in a comparison to the situation in California with the fires is that you could see houses in this flood. This is the video age that we're in. Houses that were floating down the street or floating down the flood zone, picked up by the flood, on fire, crashing into other houses and exploding. Mm. It was like the weirdest business, a bit of destruction. And think about it. Here's water all around them, houses on fire, being pushed down the street by the floods, crashing into other homes. They explode, catch on fire, and keep moving down with the flow of the water. It is eerie. Eerie. And I think there are more rains expected in this area. There's a flash flood watch out, Richie. Downpours are possible this afternoon in these areas. And I'm wondering how you miss it because you're only 60, 70, 80 miles away from it.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly got the effects of that storm that they had, but we just didn't get hit by the most severe part of it.
Yeah. Now, as a counter...
Instead, we got 4-inch hail.
Yeah. Yeah, you got really wild hail. Okay, so here's the weather and how it's affecting us. Let's turn this around a little bit. I was talking about my experiences on the farm this weekend and how much time I spent on the tractor mowing hay, getting hay ready to bale because we're having a drought. Things are drying up very quickly. Lawns are brown like they usually are in August in a dry late summer circumstance. But what you don't think about are the ancillary impacts of things like this. We have in New England some of the best freshwater facilities outside of the of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. The Great Lakes are wonderful. But we have in New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont, Lake Champlain. We have Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. We've got Moosehead Lake up in Maine. There are some fabulous places near Massachusetts, Western Mass, down in Connecticut, where people go fishing. And there's a commercial fishing business because many people prefer freshwater fish to saltwater fish when it comes to what you eat. And so what you don't think of, but I give you this as an example of how nuanced our country is, how we have these things that most people don't think about, little guys and their businesses. There is a fresh fishing business in the Northeast that is suffering now because of climate change or whatever you want to put behind the drought. Droughts are droughts. But there are a lot of these people in the thousands who make their living by casting into fresh water. I have a little pond that was on the other side of the house, my old farm, and down 4 feet. It's only a 14-foot pond. The reservoirs.
Feet. Yeah. Wow.
The reservoirs are way down because it's been really dry. Now we have some heavy rain expected here tomorrow or into Wednesday, which is good. But I've planted 2 or 3 fields in hay. They've yet to, hay, the seed is yet to pop above the soil because there's no nourishment, there's no moisture in the soil. And so you're seeing it. But I just thought that it was interesting to put a face behind who thought there was a business of freshwater fishing. But there are a lot of people who make their living in the summertime doing that. So, all right, we're into this week is going to be one of those fussy weeks because a lot of people are taking vacation this week and next week. Next week, normally 4th of July week, is the week during the year in which more people are on vacation than any other week. Second most experienced travel and vacation week is Christmas. So here we have the 4th of July week from today. And according to the folks at the AAA, 43 million Americans expected to travel over the weekend, starting Wednesday, Thursday. Overwhelming majority of people are driving. And that's because a lot cheaper even this year to drive than it is to fly. Flying prices are nuts. Crazy. I have to go to L.A. Next week. And even a month ago when I was looking at the prices, they are, for one way, what it usually costs me and more to fly round trip to Los Angeles from Boston. And you can't find a seat. I don't know where everybody's going, but I'll tell you something. There are a lot of people who are doing a lot of traveling, and that's good. It's good business. Tourist business is great. Very supercharged this year. But just if you're planning on driving somewhere and you're going to wait and go on Friday, I would be packing up and leaving tomorrow if it were me. I could figure out how to do it because it is just going to be something else.
Why anybody would want to travel on these holiday weeks?
I agree with you, Richie. You got to be nuts.
Man. Yeah. I can't take that kind
of
thing.
We're driving down to the shore in New Jersey on Friday night, so I'm hoping to let everybody go before us, and by the time we leave Friday night, hopefully the traffic will be okay.
Let us know how that works out for you.
Thanks, yeah. Richie. You're so supportive.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah. All right, here's Johnny Manziel.
Speaking of messes.
Yeah, exactly. Hot mess.
Apparently, a lawyer accidentally texted a reporter in a message. He hinted that he is doubtful that Manziel can stay clean. Said the quarterback spent $1,000 in drug paraphernalia just an hour or two after he was involved in a hit-and-run accident And this was last week, apparently.
Yeah, he thought he was texting it or emailing it to another lawyer, but he accidentally sent it to the AP.
Yeah, great.
Or was it really an accident? I mean, this guy needs help, you know, so maybe that was his attempt.
He's the public guy. There are a lot of people. He may be the poster child for a lot of people who are abusing drugs in a way, but I don't believe he deserves any sympathy at all. He could handle it if he wanted to. He doesn't want to. 16 past the hour.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Carnage on the highway, or not. We've been just listening. We should have our tapes running, Richie, or our recording devices when we're having our conversation. While the commercials are playing, we're listening to excerpts from Jay Leno's Garage Show. He's got this guy who developed a 2,500 horsepower car. He's now 80 years old. Drives the car, takes it out, and crashes it. Audio and video from the car itself as it rolls over down the embankment.
And they have cameras inside the car watching Jay.
Yeah. Jay in the car, too.
You okay?
As it rolls over.
I'm okay, yeah.
Wow. It's pretty intense video. I'll send it to Victoria to post.
Yeah, post it up. Yeah, exactly. Talk about hurting yourself. Woo-wee. Unga bunga. All right, take a deep breath, everybody. It's 21 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Have a kiss on a swimming pool.
Some entertainment for you. Those of you who watched the final episode, the finale of Game of Thrones last night, I saw one reviewer say it was incredible. I know that Richie doesn't watch it, and I know Victoria doesn't watch it, and I know I don't watch it.
I've seen Facebook, you know, people, a lot of people talking about it on Facebook, yes, saying how great it was.
How could you think that kind of violence and horror is...
I agree with you on that. It's just too much. I just can't handle it.
No. It's not...
The guy whose favorite show ever was 24.
Well, that was different.
That was violent?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, not like, this is like beheadings and stuff. Like, this is just gore. It's just too over the top.
Right, this is gore. That's the difference.
It's like Conan
24
the Barbarian.
But this is gore.
Yeah.
All right, Keith Urban in the background with a story line in this song paying tribute to his wife of 10 years, Nicole Kidman, big country music star.
I don't think this is that song. This one's called Wasted Time.
What happened to the one that you had? Isn't there one there?
There was one that he, I think the first song he wrote was the girl on the TV or the girl on the screen or something like that. Yeah. And it was about her. It was a cute little love song.
There's a video he posted on Facebook, Richie. He did a concert at Gillette Stadium in Boston last night, or down outside of Boston, Foxborough. And then that he was telling stories about his wife. And he said,
He had a picture of the first picture ever taken of them together at Good Day LA for Australians out in LA, and it was so cute. It's not many people get a picture with the person that you end up with right after you meet them.
No. He said, I want to hit you guys with a bit of the journey in these past 10 years for me. And so behind him on the screen was the first photo taken, as Victoria is suggesting, of the two of them after they just met. He told the crowd Nicole was supposed to be there with him, but had held up shooting a film in Australia, so he was getting on a plane after the show to fly there to celebrate their 10 years together.
It's been 10 years.
Romantic. Yeah, it seemed like 10 years ago she was still with Tom Cruise.
I know.
How old are their children? Does she have any children with Keith Urban?
Newman?
She does. They have two little girls.
She had two with Tom Cruise, right?
Two adopted kids that apparently they don't talk to anymore.
Neither of them do?
The Scientology thing.
Oh.
So has Tom got them
or has she got
them? Yes. No, Tom.
Okay.
But she has two little girls. Sunday is 7 and Faith is 4.
And Monday is the day after Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. That's nice. So it's nice they have nice love stories to think about and talk about. Yep. Love makes the world go around.
And all you hear is divorce in Hollywood, so it's nice when a couple actually makes it.
Makes it. You're right.
All of 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a lifetime to me.
I mean, for Hollywood, it is. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of people who are famous in weddings and stuff, Kanye West debuting a new video.
We wanted to play you some of his music, but we can't find any. Yeah, we can actually play.
Play on the radio, right? So there's a lot of controversy. This guy, I'm not a fan of much of what the president does, but when he called Kanye West a jackass, I thought that was pretty appropriate a couple of years ago. Is he is a jackass? But I'll tell you, people love this guy. He sold out the Forum in L.A. in 20 minutes. 8,000
just
fans.
To show, just to show a video. He wasn't even performing live. He just showed a video.
He knows how to keep in the conversation.
The public, yes, he does. I mean, you're right about that.
He knows
it's all about keeping people's attention. This one, the video that Victoria's talking about, inspired by a realistic painter called Vincent Desiderio. The piece was called Sleep. Depicts a group of naked people sleeping together. The video, which Kanye says is a commentary on celebrity, depicts lifelike wax versions of George W. Bush, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian. You get the point. All these people laying together in bed naked. George Bush was quick to point out that it didn't really look like him. 28 after on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A Napa guy knows the only way you give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Stephen with my friend Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. For those of you who are fans of the space program, here's some food for thought from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. A manned rocket can reach the moon in less time than it took to travel the length of England by stagecoach in 1820. How about that? Not, I mean, it's all like relative. Just
yeah.
Using it as an example, I was watching something about the, I forget when this was, I think it was Friday night, when I was sort of dozing off and wondering, okay, what do we have? And was it Friday night? Yeah, I think it was. I think we were both on the couch, and I think what night it was wasn't important. I remember seeing it some night last week, the story of the Russian space program versus the American space program at its inception, and how the Russians moved ahead by taking a lot of chances with their astronauts. They're not as big on life as we are. Certainly they weren't then. I could probably argue.
Get me that. Two more.
Yeah, right. Boom. Exactly. Yeah, right. Yuri Gagarin. You remember him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the dog, or the monkey. Which one was it? The monkey.
We sent a monkey up, didn't we? Or was it the Russians that sent the monkey? Now I'm trying to remember.
No, I think the Russians sent the dog.
Yeah, right.
A dog went to space?
Yeah.
Back in 1957. What happened to him? He came back. The chimpanzee almost drowned. But the dog, I think, made it. They sent a couple of dogs up. One of them didn't make it. One of them didn't make it. So here's the closest star to the Earth. Proxima Centauri is 2.33 light years away. That's 24,792,500 miles away. Oh, I know why I'm thinking about this. Because on Friday night we were watching, before we both fell asleep, we're both like 9 o'clock and we've had it. We were watching. Matt Damon is so good in The Martian.
I love that movie.
It's great,
fabulous movie. But thinking about some of the stats in it, the fact that Mars was 50 million miles away or something, whatever, and trying to figure out how long it takes to get out there,
turn the spaceship around.
Senator Bragg, just this pretty amazing stuff. So all food for thought here. Speaking of food for thought, the Pentagon has announced plans to repeal its ban on openly serving transgender members in their services. 1st of July, we'll see the repeal that came 5 years after a decision to end the military's ban on gays and lesbians serving openly. So, a lot of you hardcore militarists will say, the end is near. Well, you've been saying that for a long time, and it isn't the end. Why shouldn't they have a place? What is there?
Anyone who wants to serve our country?
Exactly. Give them a uniform and a gun and see you later.
I admire anyone who has the fortitude and the mental capacity to do that, knowing when we talk a lot about veterans with PTSD and all the things that they're signing up for, the level of bravery, knowing what the risks are, doesn't matter what gender you were born with. If you are that type of person, then my hat is off to you.
See, I don't understand this, though. The person who runs the American Military Partnership Association said in a statement, quote, "Our transgender service members and their families are breathing a huge sigh of relief." I would think you'd be breathing a huge sigh of relief if you made it through a battle on the desert in Afghanistan. Breathing a sigh of relief because it's okay as a transgender person to go into the service. There are 15,000. My God, who even knew there were that many people on the planet, never mind in the service? There are 15,000 trans people in U.S. military service right now. I mean, seriously, did you have any idea there were many people that were transgender? Never mind in the service, any place, period.
Well, being in New York City, yes. And yesterday was the big Pride parade here, so absolutely yes. But I think they're breathing a sigh of relief based on the fact that if they're already in the service, they can't be discharged.
Right, yeah. And that was something that happened.
When you Google what percentage of the population is, the first search result is gay. The second search result is transgender. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that was that high up there. I would have thought kind of race or religion.
Yeah.
Third result is black. Yeah. Fourth result is left-handed.
Yeah.
But what population? 0.3% of the population in the United States
is transgender.
That's 700,000 people.
Wow.
I had no clue.
No, nor did I.
Hmm.
All right, so 20 minutes before the hour on the Good Day program, we were talking about Keith Urban and his 10-year marriage or relationship to
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. And I just came upon something as I was in the back of my mind. I remember seeing something because we said rather lightly, 10 years is a long time to make it these days, which seems to be true.
In Hollywood, we were talking
Hollywood.
About.
Well, I think in general. There's a new trend, Richie, going around for those who are making their way through divorce, which we all know. I mean, even breakups. If you aren't married, but yet you've been with somebody for a long time, they are emotionally exhausting. Now, there is, as you might expect, a trend that will sort of soften the blow, if you will, and provide somewhat of a physical boost. Sports psychologists say that training for running races during difficult times can provide an escape from negative emotions. So now there are things being run called breakup marathons, a new social outlet. You're breaking up, getting a divorce. It's, quote, often the culmination of months or even years of trauma and stress. The stress and tension release that runners get can be an important part of healing the brain. So now, if you want to break up, you should find out where there is a group of like-minded or people experiencing similar circumstance and see if they have a running, they have a running club that's specifically for people who are going through breakups. How about them apples?
Huh. I heard yesterday also that running can help you release a protein that helps you remember things.
Right. Friday. We were talking about that on Friday.
Yeah, right.
If there's something. But the other effect
Which
of that.
Kind of, like, think about these two stories together, okay?
Yeah.
So you're running to help with a breakup, but at the same time, it helps you remember why you're breaking up.
Yeah, right.
But that's good. Then maybe you're going to get a whole lot of clarity while you're running.
Yeah.
Well, but the circumstances as they present themselves, let's think about that for just a second. The ankles, the feet, the knees, the hips, the back, the shoulders, the spine, the whole, your body is messed up. Let's face it, folks. When you go out running and you're on hard pavement, you're doing yourself a heck of a lot of harm. You really are. That's why I stopped running, because I could see and feel what it was doing to my knees and my back. Just pound, pound, pound. So is it good for your heart? Yeah. You're going to run on a field or someplace that's not so hard on your... It's hard to do that in New York, I know, unless you go to a gym.
Well, I have a big backyard. It's called Central Park, but yeah.
Yeah, right. So you go running there.
So you get to run from muggers.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. The one more item here in the why do we stay married or not department. My question to you, this sort of frames the conversation. The survey released last week suggests that 2 in 5 married men and women admit that they lie to their partner about finances, hiding everything in, they put their bank accounts in shoes. This is a study by the National Endowment for Financial Education, finds there are often hidden money.
Oh, that's my wife.
She hides the money.
I don't think she hides it. She must have... I can't even tell you how many bank accounts she has.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She got bank accounts everywhere. And I'm like, why? Why do you have money in all these... Well, I like to save for this. I like to save for that. And I do this. And I'm like, do I know where all these... Say something happens to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere where I can find where all this money is? She's like, well, it's all in the statements here in the drawer. It's unbelievable. Every month, I think, I find out that she's got some kind of new account.
Do you trust her with the money?
She pays the bills. So.
Yeah, that's not the answer. You don't trust her, I can tell.
No. I give her the money. She pays the bills. And she's better at it than I am, so take care of it.
Do you consider it your money or collectively our money?
No, it's our money. I mean, but I get the check.
Right.
I put it in our account.
But she's working, too.
Yeah, right? She doesn't make any money. Oh. She works part-time, 7 hours a week at a school.
That's dismissive.
So she makes a little spending cash.
Victor.
Well, I can share one story that I find to be hilarious and appalling at the same time. On a radio show that I used to work on, a girl called in and she wanted to remain anonymous. She had a confession. She wanted to get it off her chest. We were talking about couples and finances and what do you fight with, what do you fight about with regards to money. So this lady calls up and says, every time I go to the grocery store, for the last, I think it was 6 or 7 months, I always get one of the Visa or Amex gift cards, and I throw that in for $50 or $100 at a time, and I throw that onto the shopping cart, and it all gets printed up on one grocery store bill. So her husband only sees that she spends an average of, let's say, $300 a week or every other week at the grocery store, but meanwhile, she's got hundreds of dollars of gift cards that she's building up that she can just secretly spend money on. I couldn't believe it.
Wait a minute. You're just laughing.
I know, I'm planting an idea.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking that, too. Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
That's a lack of trust. That's deceitful.
It is deceitful. That's horrible. That's a horrible relationship that should end. If you can't trust each other with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Although in many circumstances, like you get something, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, what's ours is ours. But
every couple I know has separate accounts and then joint accounts.
Yeah. Right.
Because men
have things that they want to spend money on that they think are necessary expenses. That, like, Rich apparently has a million guitars that he apparently needs. I'm sure your wife has things that she feels that she needs 10 pairs of black shoes, and you don't understand that either.
No,
so I think that men and women should have their own discretionary funds because you can spend it on things that we think are stupid, and then we spend things that on makeup and beauty products that you think are stupid.
If you both have your own source, I have my source, Meredith has her source. I don't know anything about her stuff. She knows actually a lot more about my
stuff. But you are married.
Her stuff. No, we aren't.
Yeah.
But you
should have separate accounts.
Right.
You should know.
Why should my wife and I still have separate accounts? Just because it's been that way since we got married.
My daughter and her husband have three accounts. He's got one, she's got one, they have one together.
Same thing with us. I have one, we have one together, and then she has 43 of her own.
They pay their bills. Megan pays her car payment. He pays his car payment. They pay their mortgage with two checks. Megan writes a check for half of it. He writes a check for half of it. When they go grocery shopping, she pays 1 week, he pays the next week. That's the way they do it.
So they make about the same money then.
Yeah, he makes a little more. He makes more than she does, but enough so that.
So they just whack it up and split it.
Well, they don't. They have their own accounts, and they pay their bills together. And I don't know. I guess I've never asked her because I don't like to get into that. I don't think it's any of my business, actually. What it is that she. She'll tell me. I know how much she's making. I know what she's making. But then after that. Sometimes you want to make sure that they're A-okay and putting a little. Actually, Donald and I had this, my guy Donald, yesterday and I had this conversation when we were sporting about the world trying to fix my truck. We were talking about dreams and we talked about money, how much he's got set aside. Is he okay? Is he comfortable? Because he was asking me to analyze his dreams. And
are you good at that?
I'm not bad at it. And part of it had
Give
to
it
do with
Victoria. See how he does it.
His own suggestion of being concerned about, his what he's got put away. Is it enough or not? It's never enough.
It's never
That's
enough.
That's the way I look at it. Never enough.
Yeah.
49 past the hour and good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sound like the theme of the Spider-Man movie, but it actually is the Spider-Man theme from the cartoon show. And the reason we're playing this is because it's the closest we could get to anything Spidey for the celebration of Tobey Maguire's birthday today. Tobey Maguire was the first Spider-Man. He did two of these or three of these movies, Chuck? I can't remember.
He did three of them.
Yeah, and why'd they take him out?
Because the studio went in another direction after the creative and box office disappointment of Spider-Man 3. Tobey Maguire's first Spider-Man film was in 2002, did a sequel in 2004, both terrific movies, and then the third one was sort of crammed with too many characters. Fans didn't like it, didn't make the money the studio wanted.
His fault.
They were going to do a part four with him and Sam Raimi, the director, but yeah, decided to go in a different direction, hired Andrew Garfield to play Spider-Man. He did a decent job, and the movies were okay, not great, but now there's a third reboot with a young actor named Tom Holland, who appeared as Spider-Man in Captain America Civil War. I thought he was terrific. Yeah. He's going to do the first standalone Marvel Spider-Man movie, which is currently filming.
All right, there's the story behind Spider-Man. Happy birthday to Tobey Maguire in a moment. The weekend box office totals here for you on this, the Monday Good Day program.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's signature Jameson and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off room upgrade and late checkout when available. Go to VantageHotels.com and start your vacation with something more.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with an overview of what happened over the weekend. Box office surprises, yes or no?
No, not really. Disney's Finding Dory, number one for the second straight weekend. A very solid $73 million in business, $286 million total, $400 million worldwide and growing. Independence Day, Resurgence, placed second. A somewhat decent but underperforming $41 million in business. As I said on Friday, I thought the film had a few nostalgic good points, but overall a pretty big disappointment. I think it's going to do a quick fade in the next few weeks. Central Intelligence with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart placed third, $18 million. A pretty solid $70 million in two weeks of release. The new shark film, shark thriller, The Shallows, with actress Blake Lively placed fourth, overperformed $16.7 million. I got a chance to see it on Friday, and I really liked it. She's actually really good in this film. It's from the director of Nonstop, the Liam Neeson movie. It's a self-contained shark thriller that I thought really delivered, and I liked it a lot. And number five, Free State of Jones, the new Civil War movie with Matthew McConaughey, a very weak $7.7 million in business. Doug.
That's like a horrible movie. I like him, but that
Doug, back up 30 first. Seconds.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going there. Go ahead.
Chuck with the shark movie. I thought it really delivered.
Is that what I said?
What's wrong with that?
Incorrect review. Blake Lively's a 10. The story's an 8, so I give it a 9.
What do you think of the fish?
How's the shark? Yeah.
Yeah, how's it?
Yeah, very good. It's all CGI. Looks totally believable.
Believable. All right, yeah. Here's one. Speaking about totally believable, you've heard Richie and I talk before about my theory, my philosophy of where we come from in terms of the universe. So this morning earlier, I was talking about the Steven Spielberg movie. I think you and I talked about it. He's preparing to start shooting a movie about aliens and where life on this planet comes from, i.e. comes from other planets. So I was talking about that this morning, and I got an email? No, this is a Facebook comment. Dear Doug, I'm listening to your program. You were speaking about Steven Spielberg. If you happen to study Darwin's Origin of the Species, you'll see that what he's suggesting and you're suggesting is exactly what he wrote about. We were planted here by extraterrestrials, and the final stage of evolution for our species is to evolve into an immortal state. And that's exactly... What's that?
That's Scientology, right?
No, those are Masons who believe
okay.
that. The Masons.
Right.
And Spielberg is a 33rd degree Mason.
Wow.
So I thought you'd find that interesting.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.